Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Look, I'm good. I got a cuddle off plan today.
What for?
I don't know. Just it's been a tough few weeks, and I feel like a cuddle from Spider.
Mm.
I don't often crave that. Isn't that weird? I'm craving a cuddle.
Spider, is there any chance you could dish up a cuddle? I know you don't like physical contact.
Yeah.
When I first walked into this job, I can't remember the date. It was last year.
August 31.
August 31. Bridget just said, there's only one thing you need to do. Mm. Not fart. Oh, and also don't touch Spider.
Mm.
I said, that's two things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And I haven't touched you.
Yeah.
Not once.
Or farted touching
you. No, I just hate cuddling. Oh,
every now and then I laugh very loudly.
I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah.
But if
what
I
about
stood
your mate?
Still and just and just held my hands in so you know I'm not going to get creepy.
Oh, you want to be on the receiving end of a cuddle from Spider. Mm.
Yeah.
No. You're not going to go.
The other thing, you got one off Flant. Okay.
But I'm an opportunist.
Yeah, I know. Well, the way
hello, here I go.
There's been a photo going around the internet of the way Flan lays on the floor.
There has actually.
How would you describe it? Spider?
It's gone viral.
Yes.
Oh, has it? What, three people have looked at it?
Can I say, I sent it to on a different text message thread actually. It went around. It did go viral.
Mm.
And I captioned it, I hope Flan bought that carpet dinner first. Because the way that he was lying, leg cocked on the to the side on the carpet.
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
my right was cocked at 90 degrees.
Yep.
You
think I was grinding
off.
On the office carpet?
Yes.
That's the accusation.
You got any carpet burns?
Well, I'm going to be quite honest.
Did
maybe
you find
I was
an ant hole?
Did I find an ant hole
in the carpet?
Yes.
And remember, you used to say that to mates at school.
No, I don't.
I'm a
Did
girl.
You?
Yeah. Oh yeah, you're a girl.
Did you find an ant hill?
I don't know what I'm trying to find with what body part? What am I trying to find with my groin?
Maybe I was a little overexcited. I could have been because I was looking at my sports bets. I had a multi on and I was winning it.
Yeah, we know you weren't paying attention in that meeting.
No idea.
He was lying on his front with his leg cocked on his sports bed on his phone.
To be honest, you've made it viral on a couple of memes, which is great. Remember the meme we made you sit up on the table and you look like the trophy that Ash Barty won
Let's go. I was on all fours on the table and I thought to myself as I did it, oh boy, this is going to be just like the photos that got me in trouble at uni.
And it
but paid my way through.
Yeah, that's true. Although we're older now because we just had a moment out in the sun before and we're both sitting on the ground in the sun. It's beautiful. Mm. And then we're like, who helps who up?
Who's going first? Because whoever goes up first is going to fart and the other one's going to be right at ground zero. Look, it's been a big day already.
Hang on. Who got up first?
Old Sniffy over there. It's been a big day already. We're going to ask you, do you feel safe on the Gold Coast? Bit of a crime wave going on at the moment. And Rabs is going to pay tribute to one of the greats of all time, one of the 50 toughest rugby league players of all time has passed away in Gold Coast University Hospital. It was Tommy Radonikis, played a really special part in my family, and I'm really looking forward to paying a bit of homage to a very tough but a very kind man. And Spider is going to spray a part of your car you probably don't think about too much.
Spider spray!
And this annoys absolutely everybody.
Everyone?
And I've got a solution as long as I've got a spray, which is the main thing. I'm talking about that stupid void, the space. When you're in a car, you've got the centre console and you've got the seat.
Okay.
In between those two areas.
Oh.
It's a little
vortex. I hate that spot.
Oh, I hate that spot too. It doesn't matter. The old cigarette lighter used to go in there, never get it back. A phone, a pen, keys, chips, kids half-eaten rusks. We find everything down there. And every time you drive through Macca's, what happens? You drop the $2 coin that you need right down there. And do you think you can get it out? You can go forward and back, forward and back, forward and back, forward and back with the seat. Can't still get your hand in there. You go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down with the seat, still get nothing. You can put your hand down there and you come out with all blood over your knuckles. You can have a crack with your left, your right, doesn't matter.
What?
You can go out of the passenger seat, you can go to the driving seat. Does not, you cannot get.
No.
How do you get blood on?
Because I'm digging deep. I'm not wasting $2 because you know that one thing that's going to happen. Oh, yeah. It's going to get sucked up by the vacuum cleaner when you go to one of those car cleaning places, and they're going to claim the $2. Oh,
And how do they get the vacuum cleaner in there?
I don't know.
Oh, they got the special nozzle. No,
it's ridiculous. But I am over that little gap in every car. Doesn't matter what car you got, it has that gap. And everything seems to fit down there. Your phone. And you can never get there.
Ever.
You can never, ever, ever get there. No. You can get the kids to try it. No one. No. There is not one person on the planet that can put their hand between the center console and the seat and retrieve anything. I don't know. If you get no more gaps, putty filler or car cushion, I don't know. Do they need an airbag for that area? So as soon as something drops, bang! It explodes and comes back out. That's a great idea. Or a simple reason, a simple solution.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever should a car be built without a bench seat.
Oh, that's actually a great point.
All you ever do is find it on the floor behind you or in between the two cushions of the seat.
That's true.
Every car needs to be built with a bench seat and then everybody is happy.
Oh, spider spray tinted spider solutions.
See?
I've
got a solution for everything. Inventions.
What universe is this?
I don't know.
This is 2021.
You've been sprayed by spider.
Well, there you go. Let's get to it. Rabs is going to pay tribute to Tommy Radonikis right now.
Rugby League. Rugby League. Shaka-laka, welcome to first grade, son. Rugby League show banned by the NRL lawyers.
We insist that you immediately cease and desist any criminal impersonation taking place.
Branded a criminal impersonation.
That's a bit rough.
Told to cease and desist. Well, I won't. Not when Rugby League fans need a proper tribute to a great of the game.
Radonikis! Radonikis is in!
We need to mark the passing of the great Tommy Radonikis, the first ever New South Wales Origin captain. Skipped Western Suburbs, Newtown, New South Wales in Australia. A 1971 Rothmans medalist, the greatest player in the game. The winner received 365 cartons of fags. For Tommy, a month's supply of poop sticks. Voted amongst the toughest 50 players to ever play the game. The greatest game of all. Tommy woke every day and downed 6 schooners of concrete. For tough was Tom. He'd eat coal and poop diamonds, did Tommy. If Tommy Radonikis yelled cattle dog, it meant count your teeth, son. The stink was on. Get ready to rumble. If cattle dog was the cry, it was the biff, the chin music, the punch gun. Well, it was Tommy's love language. I mean, if Mitchell Pearce yells cattle dog, also a love language, but the less said, the better. Valet Tom Terrific. Tune in next week when you'll hear South's owner and Academy Award actor Russell Crowe say...
I've got three, like, most guys have got two, you know, but I lost one in an accident.
And that's Rugby League.
I know in my suburb, Varsity Lakes, the police chopper, I could hear it going over last night.
Really?
It was hanging around for ages.
Yeah, but it's the norm now, isn't it? You don't run out the front and go, ooh, what's happening? Oh, my goodness, there's...
When the light's on your house, you do.
Yeah, that's true.
That didn't happen.
When they're going...
Spider!
Get back.
Get out!
That loud hail they use is pretty good, isn't it?
Mate, it's always over Mudjuba.
Yes,
it's really common.
Yes, it's really common. And to think a few years ago, it was Spider and I that actually... really push the police and really push the government to try and get this chopper here.
Mm.
And now it's an everyday
occurrence. Now we need three of them.
Well, we want to know, do you honestly feel safe on the coast? Now, last night there's a park in our local area. Jamie and I were driving past and there were two young blokes getting locked up in the paddy wagon and then the ambulance turned up and it was night.
Mm.
We're like, what's going on? And you know what? People don't even slow down anymore to look at it. They're like, oh, yeah, there we go. There was more teens arrested overnight. There's a particular car park I never feel safe in at Palm Beach just to go to the local Coles.
Yeah.
And there's been a lot of cases down there and a few carjackings and muggings and things to the fact that even Jamie, my husband, I say to him, don't park there during the day. Don't park there. Park across the road.
Really?
What are you telling a grown man? He's very capable. Of, you know, that you're worried when he's going to do a shop.
That is a huge worry.
Yeah.
Mate, I remember being at home during the day once and then we could hear the chopper going quite low over Mudjuba and I don't think I've ever been as worried as when I heard them start using a loud hailer from the helicopter saying that there are felons if you stay in your homes, if there's a couple of people wandering around that we're trying to find. And thought, sugar. Yeah. this is pretty real.
It's full on.
And it's every suburb around the Gold Coast, because I don't think it matters or doesn't matter where you live. You know, at the moment, well, there's no way known I'll allow, you know, Boston to go with a group of mates into Surface Paradise.
No, I won't, by the
light rail. Like, I love the light rail. I reckon it does a great job for the Gold Coast. But I just don't feel safe with the people that are out there.
Like, we would have done it at 15 no drama at all. But I was the same spot. You bring it up. Jack was heading off to a shopping centre the other day with a young girl from school, and I was I was like, okay, buddy, if you cop any crap from another group of blokes, say nothing, just move on, just walk on. And you know, it's knives that worry me. I'll be honest. You know, you get a bit cheeky, and out comes a knife.
Yeah,
that didn't happen. That did not happen when we were kids.
No.
That was the worst of people, you know, that you'd read about when I was a kid.
So do you feel safe?
No. I'm going to say no. I don't, actually.
Benny?
Yeah, I'll look around.
Makes you think about things. I mean, in general, yes, but you do.
Yeah, you go walking your dog and everything most nights.
I pay a bit more attention than I used to, yes.
I think I'm a lot more vigilant than I used to be. I've lived here on and off for a long time. This stint has been 16 years I've lived here full time, and I know, even in that time, I definitely am more vigilant.
Bridgie, I know something I feel every day driving to work. I see young women going for runs before the sun comes up, and I hope they feel safe. Clearly, they feel safe enough to do it, but I always worry for them.
And the elderly as well. And the other thing is, I've had cars kind of follow me. Even in the car, you're not safe at that time. As a woman, you are extra vigilant. You don't want to park near a pylon down in a shopping centre.
Sure.
You don't want to,
I understand.
Do you feel safe on the Gold Coast? It doesn't matter what suburb you live in, north, south, or west, 1300 925 666. We want to know, do you feel safe? Safer now than you did, or you've just moved here? How do you feel about the Gold Coast?
Do you feel safe? It is hard because you watch the news every night and it's like, oh, we have a whole half an hour dedicated basically to crime at the moment. And, you know, there was an incident and it seems normal now. Like you guys said, you hear the police chopper. Yeah. That's normal. It never used to be.
Well, I heard it yesterday. It was hanging around my place in Varsity Lakes, Rod. What were they looking for?
They were looking for a stolen vehicle. It was driven by four people. Oh, well, not four people driving, but four people in the car. It ended up being tyre spiked at Burley Waters and then stopped finally at Robina. Another wheel rimmer runner.
Can they reuse the tyre spikes? Because they're getting some use out of them.
The stingers,
I would have a word to the manufacturer, because they're not stopping the cars at all, are they?
Good point.
We need more spikier.
Yeah, well, we are asking the question, do you feel safe around the Gold Coast? Do you feel safe at the moment, no matter what suburb you're living in? Anthony, in Labrador, what do you reckon?
Yeah, g'day, Spider, Bridge and Flange.
G'day, mate.
Hey, I don't reckon we feel safe at all anymore, right? I'm getting nearly close to my 60s, and even to go out, there's more kids out and about at night time and stuff like that, and what there is police. And even in our street, we got six cars broken into the other night, and it takes days for them to come round. Yeah. Back in the old days, they used to come around the same night, you know, looking for the people. But not no more.
No.
You know, it takes hours and hours, and out there with crackers and blowing up letterboxes and stuff, you know, like Jesus.
You live in Labrador. When I first arrived on the coast, they called it Stabrador. Do they still get a bit stabby up that way? No, I'm serious. That's what people called it.
Well, it hasn't changed much, that's for sure.
So you're saying there's just not enough police out there. You reckon it's COVID?
Yeah, I reckon we need more. And the kids are just running right because they've got free roll. Like, they can go and do whatever they like and they get a tap on the wrist and that's it. They don't care anymore, you know. And like with the knives and stuff like that, like, you have to be careful walking around because they will stab you.
Well, I feel sorry for the police too, because they're arresting the same little culprits, or as my mum would say, the same little turds over and over again. Thank you, Anthony. And by the way, I thought you were 80. You're only turning 60.
Wow.
Hey, guess what? My birthday's tomorrow.
Happy birthday, Wiz.
There you go.
You're 20 years younger than we thought.
There you go, Wiz.
No, we love you, Wiz. You know that.
Emily has called through. Emily, do you feel safe in your suburb in Southport?
No, I don't. My partner at our current place has said that our petrol station down the end of the street has been held up a couple of times.
It's hard, isn't it? You're sleeping at home in your bed when that's happening just down the road a few metres away.
Well, he said that it actually happened around, like, I'd say 8 o'clock-ish. So he's actually come home from either work or footy training, and the road's been completely blocked off. He's had to tell police that he isn't able to get into it, like, or that he lives up the road.
Okay, and he said that 8 o'clock.
What had the time and everything?
Yeah, well, we were in bed. So we're in bed worried about Emily. Southport's got its own challenges. I had a chat with Benny the other day. We were having a coffee and I was talking to him about a group of people that are always on the street there, and they are just terrifying, I'll be honest. There's about 6 or 8 of them that always seem to be there. And then that night I went home and one of them was on the news, and I thought, holy hell. You know, if it can be chatting about it in Broadbeach, about something in Southport, and then it happens on the news that night, well, that's happening a lot. That's a great deal in Southport. And they need to clean Southport up.
Yeah, it's really sad. Even the Australia Fair, I know that you see a lot of homeless people sleeping in the park. Like, it's just really, really sad.
Yeah, well, we had a break-in down my local general store at Tallow where I go and get my bacon and egg rolls. Yep, they went straight after that guy drove through the wall.
Yes, to get up your bronzer.
This time they went through the door and they jimmied their way through the bars and the door.
Oh, man.
You know, that's a hard-working family that run my general store.
Yeah,
they work really
right.
hard, and they just think they can walk in and take what people have earned. Mm. That's what gets to me.
Yeah, me too.
Thanks, Emily.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us on the podcast. If you want to grab the listener app, that'll give you a passport to all sorts of things. If you want to catch the show, it's from 5 a.m. on weekdays on 92.5, the Gold Coast Triple M.